I'm Amelia Chen.
I am Dorian.
And I'm Carol M. Baha.
And we're back in the studio! Yay! We are physically together again after 3.5 months, I calculated.
Three and a half months.
The last time we were in here together was 2nd of June.
Damn,
son. Yeah. Damn.
That was for the MCO Rambles
Damn,
episode.
Son. And well, today we'll be rambling on again.
Yeah, this is...
That's what we do. All right. I'm pretty enjoying the Matthew McConaughey YouTube channel sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I want to get his journal. I want to get the journal.
No, I do want to get that book.
Okay, shall we just...
I do want to check out that book.
Shall we just go in? Do you want one of yourself? Or just I just get it and you can. I'll just hand it off to you for a couple of days?
No, I'll get my own.
Okay. So shall we just, you know, like chip in on shipping and just do one order?
Where do you usually buy books from?
Isn't it just from the website? His website?
Oh, you're going to get it directly from his website?
Yeah, but didn't.
I don't know. I thought you were
going to like,
go to some bookstore and just buy a bunch of books.
Oh, well, you know, we haven't been able to go out in this house.
No, I mean like online, buy a bunch of books.
Right.
So that the shipping is, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit more worth it.
Oh, right. Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Because like, if the cost of shipping is going to be the exact cost of the book, it's like...
Actually, okay, since the levels are okay, I'm just going to take off the headphones.
Yeah, so I mean, I usually get my books from... it depends. I mean, I usually just do Kindle.
Haha.
You know, like...
Ah, that's what I forgot to do. See, it's been so long.
Yeah.
I have not put the thing to quiet mode. So
yes. Yes, as you can tell, it's a different energy when we're all three in the same room, which... And if you're wondering if you want to see us again and you're listening to this on Spotify, you can head to youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia. I gotta do it because, you know.
We all gotta do it. At least you don't ask you to ring the bell. Ring that bell.
Yeah, don't. Like,
you know, I'm saying we don't ask you to ring the bell.
But we do ask you to subscribe.
Yes. Yes, please subscribe.
Yeah, so that we can make some money off this shit on YouTube.
Yeah, because we're only at 150 subscribers.
Sounds about right.
But it's all right. We still love you.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed the unboxing video that we did a while back.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. I heard you've got plenty of like B footage to work with.
Oh, yeah. Ah, yes. No, I'm going to save that for the next episode.
Okay.
Because we're just back in here, so I was like, let's just have a chillax chat for today.
Yeah.
The next episode, though,
because... I rambled a lot in between shots because I was
here's the thing. You were fine because both our videos were under 10 minutes, right?
Mine was already even under 5.
Exactly.
Because, I'm like, it's a
simple... This motherfucker... At first, when I was downloading the footage, I was like, why is this in gigs? What the fuck is going on?
Oh.
Both cameras were like 4 or 5 gigs. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
He got all the beauty shots.
I shot 1080 for like a good 20 over minutes.
The amount of bloopers on his fucking... Because, of course, we couldn't say it when, you know, in the thing because it's, you know, like, we got this free box of stuff. Like, we can't really say it, but... This fucker was so drunk. Like that story you were saying about, having cocktails and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shot his right after that.
I know.
Because I was like,
Saj could tell you were drunk, even though he hasn't seen the bloopers.
He said up front that he was drunk in the video. You included it, didn't you?
No. Because, I mean, come on, this is, we need to be as professional
like
as possible.
I mean, the one bit where I was like, okay, I can't not put this in the video is where he fucking puts his laptop on the table and everything falls off.
Yes.
And what you don't see is that I tried to put it back at least 2 or 3 times and it kept falling.
Yeah, see, that was take 3. No, him putting the laptop and everything falling off was take 3. He did 2 other takes of bringing the laptop on and then he kept fucking up the competition. And then finally in the 3rd take, all the shit fell down. A fly flies past.
Because it's 1080, you can see the fly.
Which I left in the video.
Yep.
But then after that, the best bit is just him trying to compose himself. So for 35 seconds, I just have footage of him doing this.
Yeah, so kids, this is acting lesson 101, right? If you want to act like you're drunk, you don't go, because a drunk person does not go,
you have to try not to look drunk.
Exactly. So you need to be a double layer of a drunk person being drunk inside, but then having to...
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut a blooper reel of this motherfucker. And then when I get this screen working again, we're going to react to it. Because it is the most hilarious shit I have ever seen. He's talking to himself. At one point, he's on the side of the screen. Hardly on camera. Like, he's practicing bringing the laptop onto the table. And then he just starts going...
Okay, to
give he starts some... doing the Bane voice for no fucking reason.
Yeah, I did.
At the side.
I was like, I have to get my laptop now.
Oh, my God.
But to give... Okay.
And then he's talking to himself. And then the best, when he's finished it, yes, I did it. I fucking did something. I did it.
I was talking to you. Yes. You could tell.
You were obviously talking to me. In some bits, he's talking to me. And he's like, guy, just, you know, we should probably take out all the swearing.
Yeah.
Fuck. And the best bit, right? After like that third take of him putting the laptop down and everything falls off and 30 seconds of him just like that, he still fucked up the competition.
To be fair, it did feel like 30 seconds. It felt like about 5.
Oh, watching it feels like 5. But you kept saying the link for that AI filter was on the HBO Asia Instagram, where there is no such thing.
It is on the HBO
Asia. No, it is not. I kept looking for it because I was going to screen grab it so that I can show the steps.
I was such a shit. Because I swear to God, I looked for it and it was there.
I think they took it off because they were promoting some other shit.
Oh. There it is. Batman AI filter. On the HBO Asia Instagram.
What's that button?
This button is the filters. Their filters button. I knew it was there. But okay, to give context, it wasn't like I was drunk for the sake of being drunk. I work in a bar. So
good times are abound.
So after that, we had one of our regulars came in and we had a few drinks. Like, I knew I needed to do an unboxing, but at the same time, I have to lie on my boss because I... You know, I'm a good employee.
And also, you know, how many, during this time of EMC, oh God knows what, PKP face upper knee, how many people can Jason have there to lie on him?
Yeah. And also, in my own defense, that fucking top bar shit.
Yeah.
I've never even seen that before in my life. It's some, all the new updates on Instagram are pissing me off. They keep moving the fucking buttons everywhere. Every time I want to try and add a photo, I end up at the marketplace.
No, here's about the... Okay, Instagram, you need to sort your shit out because right now I can't post shit on my Instagram because every time I post on my Instagram, the shit goes upside down.
Huh?
Is that why everyone's photos have been going upside down and sideways?
Maybe. Because, okay...
I'm like...
Mm. And that is why I recut what he said so that it was only the Facebook page because... I kept going up and down the HBO Instagram page like, ah, fuck this.
Oh, did they finally fucking fix it? Because like
they might have been the latest update.
Okay, because I was trying to post up the AR filters that you were doing, and every time I posted it at least 4 or 5 times because every time I posted it up, what the fuck is this shit upside down, motherfuckers?
Actually, I've been having trouble like on this computer. Now that I got the new graphics card, I was like, okay, I'm gonna log into my Microsoft account and tweak everything and have it synced with my PC at home.
Uh huh.
Right? I could not log in. I changed my password 3 fucking times. I could not log in to my Microsoft account. And then yesterday, I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to use the help, like, chat to someone.
Yeah.
So to chat to someone, you have to log in with your Microsoft account. Logged in, and now now it's logged in. What? What? So, what's everybody doing? What is going on with these companies?
I don't know. But
I'm wondering
is
if it
Mars
has to
in
do...
retrograde again?
No, I'm wondering if it has to do with that new... I don't know if it's a virus or a malware that's a serious security threat.
Oh. What?
So all Apple has updated every single, like the iOS, the iPad OS, the MacBook OS, okay. Everything. I think it's called Pegasus. Because if that shit gets on your phone, that's it. No, like, they can view your camera even if you're, even if it's off like that. They can record all your calls. They can take all your keystrokes, and you wouldn't be none the wiser.
Is it an Apple thing or is it an everything? Android?
Yeah,
it's an overall thing. So Apple just quickly updated all the security measures.
Android, you better be doing the same fucking thing. Now I'm like,
it's that's the thing. To me, it's not the Android. It's more like Google and Facebook. Because you notice every time you're on Google, hey, you want to sync this with Instagram? Hey, you want to use our messenger instead of your messenger? Hey, you want to sync the Instagram messenger with the Facebook messenger? It's a much better experience.
But
by the way, we want to see everything that you're posting so that we can show you the ads that you want.
But apparently Facebook is getting sued over the whole Instagram thing and WhatsApp thing.
Trying to sue them and it never works.
They want basically Facebook to relinquish control over WhatsApp and Instagram. So that they don't have a fucking monopoly on fucking social media.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
That is a monopoly.
Yeah, it is. Because Facebook freaking owns everything. Just and it's just a matter of time before Facebook owns TikTok and YouTube as well.
Oh, they won't be able to get YouTube because that's Google. But they might buy Twitter and Twitter and TikTok.
Mm.
And then they'll have all the socials.
And I'm sorry, I need to say this because I realized this shit was happening after TikTok comes out. YouTube, Instagram, you know y'all don't need to be the same as TikTok, right? You guys have a perfectly well-functioning app that does what it does. You don't see TikTok trying to be Instagram.
Instagram, you are for pictures.
Yes. Never forget
images.
Where you came from.
What brought you to this place of juggernautness was still images.
You didn't see the post by Instagram about how they're going to be more videos.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this.
A lot of some of my favorite influencers were all like, "Oh, sorry,
what the? Was that all of us?"
No.
Three different things at the same time.
Because the vibration was damn strong.
Vibrations.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, you know, keep Instagram for still images because you know, like, they're not video creators.
It's what you're for. Like, okay, we get it. There's IGTV. You tried IGTV. IGTV, miss.
There's a place for that. It's
so
fine.
Now you have Reels, which is also a post, but it's also Reels.
And here's what's funny. Three quarters of the shit I see on Reels are the exact same thing I see on TikTok.
Yes.
It's just TikTok. People have taken the stuff off TikTok and posted it on Reels.
Because it's got a TikTok logo. Yeah.
And sometimes their videos for some unknown reason, some like innocuous non-sexual reasons is banned because maybe they talk about trans issues or something. Then they just move it over to Instagram.
Or the Libresi vagina incident.
Oh my God. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Shall we weigh in on that for like 10 seconds?
Hey, Malaysians, pussy's pussy, man. You're supposed to talk about it. It's healthy. It's pads. Of course they're going to fucking talk about
it's
pussy.
It's just a vagina, man. Like, it's not where you came from. That's where we all came from.
It's not a taboo subject, for fuck's sake, especially in this day and age. And it's healthy for,
especially,
you know.
Especially you want to ban that, but you're not going to ban ads like, istri akan melele sampai hanyut, or whatever the fuck. All these nasty fucking jamus to make wives as wives. We all know you're not using for your wives. To make that, literally, like, some of them, like, talk about pussy juice like it's a fucking waterfall. In Malay, it just sounds really gross.
Yeah.
The idea. Yeah, I mean, and like, there was an influencer that came and said, like, you know, she wanted to, like, she's like, I don't usually weigh in. I think it's, so I'm Jen. And it's like, you know, I don't usually weigh in on these kind of subjects, but I just feel like I need to talk about it. And I mean, just to talk about how we've all been indoctrinated by this concept that the vagina is something that you cannot talk about. The entire thing she's talking about, that, you know, it took her 10 seconds to recognize that it was a vagina. Right? Like, but then, you know, you just draw a pisang and you know it's a penis.
Yeah.
You know, like three curves of differing like lengths and you know it's a penis.
An
oblong
shape and two circles on either side.
It's a penis. You know, but then another miraculous, amazing, interesting thing was that someone pointed out in the comments, thank God, also, that the entire time, instead of saying vagina, she said V.
Yeah.
She couldn't bring herself to say the word vagina.
Probably
even though,
because she's afraid that it'll yes. get, you know, this content might be deemed blah, 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 oh, because no, so she said vagina.
Our content is going to be...
Content's always deemed.
Yeah, that. I mean, come on. It's us. Yeah,
just do me a favor. Don't accidentally say put it up on YouTube and click the It's Made for Kids button. We will get fucked.
Yeah, I know. I realize that. Because yeah, I put the unboxing videos made for kids, and I'm like, maybe not. Yeah.
Actually, there is a... I can't find it. On our Geeksman Malaysia YouTube, but there is a section where you can put it so it's default, it's not made for kids.
Okay, I've got to find that.
Yeah. Because right now I notice every time we post, yes. we have to click it. Yeah. It's annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, no, but the thing is also that she also did say the word vagina in the beginning of the video, but then throughout the rest of the video just continued saying V. Like, but it was an unconscious thing. Mm. I'm sure, which just goes to show that, you know, how uncomfortable even a woman who has the gear.
Yeah.
Is to like talk feels about talking about this thing.
I mean, like, I would like to think we're in now a modern day and age where shit like this should not still be happening. I mean, come on. Dude, it's sexual education.
There are some people out there who still think that you can't get pregnant if you do it standing up.
Really?
Yeah, probably. Gravity.
Or pulling out is a
safe way.
It's a safe way.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. 70% at best.
But yes, we're back in the studio. Yay! I'm loving how the energy is complete. Like, I realize
there's no delay now.
Yeah. Chaos.
We can overlap each other.
And there's no like, oh, I've gone missing or I've hung or something. And also, undoubtedly, the physical energy that we get from each other is different than what we get on online.
It's why theater is so much more direct, man.
Yeah. Yes. But we hope you've enjoyed the online versions of our shows. The last two episodes have gotten quite a lot of hits for some reason. Like, really? Usually, where we teeter between the 250 to 200 line.
I was going to say 10s and 20s.
No. We're a bit better than that. But the last two episodes, I think at this point, Black Widow is at 350-something.
Yay!
Seven,
Suicide
Squad is at 360, I think. Nice. So I'm like, thank you for the extra 100 listeners, whoever's listening. And
hope
also
you enjoy and like us and continue to subscribe and follow us.
I gotta pimp this out as well because I'm gonna do this once so that they don't kill me and I'm not doing it anymore because I do it already on the Instagram. I now am hosting another podcast called the Yeah Yeah Oh Podcast, which is me and my two friends, one's in Singapore, one's in LA, and we talk about basically general topics. Like recently we talked about the COVID situation in Malaysia. The last topic we talked about Singaporeans being very fatigued in life. Because it is.
Saj thinks you're cheating on us.
No, Saj. This will always be my baby at the end of the day.
This is home.
Yeah, this is home for me. As much as I love...
He messaged me like you were a cheating
Saj, I will never cheat on Gib.
Saj, we are the good wife.
But yes,
I've been reading this book about like video on demand, like how people write video on demand. So they're talking about The Good Wife.
Ah. Oh, makes sense. But yes, if you can, give us a listen. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Spotify. Yeah. Have us listen. Yeah, yeah, or podcast. YEYEORH podcast.
Yeah, your?
Yeah, yeah, or. It's a Singaporean slang.
Ah.
For macha macha madu. That sort of thing.
But sorry, what?
Macha macha madu.
I do.
No. But yeah.
Yeah, so
again, random episode. So like, yeah, we're back from outer space. I'll go bring up something. Did y'all check out the Hitmonkey teaser last night?
What is Hitmonkey?
I thought you would know Hitmonkey. Hitmonkey is a Marvel comic about a crime fighting.
Hit or head?
Hitmonkey. About a crime-fighting, Yakuza-looking monkey from Marvel.
Oh, I thought it was about a guy who just runs around punching chimps.
No, it's literally a monkey. It's set in Japan, from the looks of it, because, you know, George Takei is in it, so, you know.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Jason Sudeikis is the imaginary character that Hitmonkey always sees to help him on his adventures.
It's like happy.
But I'm like... This is a very obscure Marvel character, and the fact that they're turning it into a series, I'm like, okay, we're getting Hitmonkey now.
On what platform? Hulu. On Hulu? On Hulu?
This is one of the
Hulu
four...
Hulu is technically...
Disney.
Oh, right.
Yeah. This is one of the four series that was supposed to come out, which was supposed to be... what do you call it?
MODOK.
Howard the Duck. MODOK. Hitmonkey. And I think it was...
Yeah, there was another one.
There was one more, but in the end, the other two, Howard the Duck and the other one got cancelled because...
Ooh, speaking of Marvel, like, people who saw the IMAX trailer for Spider-Man have confirmed that that's not fucking...
Yeah, I know. I saw.
I was going to say Courtney Cox. No, Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox. Ooh, have you seen his new series, Kin? Or is Irish?
He is Irish.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, it feels so weird to hear him in an Irish accent now.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, I didn't really watch Boardwalk Empire. Oh, I watched the first season,
the second
but, yeah.
he comes in, you're like, yeah, that Scottish girl, that girl's got to cheat on Nucky with him. He just comes in looking like,
I mean,
how are you doing, ma'am? I'm a charming Irish.
Oh,
God. Would you be needing any other type of help? As I look at you with my doughy eyes.
It's like watching the Fall. Oh my God, the Fall.
But yes, he's a new series called Kin. First two episodes are out. And speaking of Spider-Man, No Way Home. No Way Home, right? Far From Home.
Yeah, no Homecoming.
No Way Home.
Bali
No Way
Rumor.
Home. Everything is home.
Yeah. Andrew home Garfield is vehemently denying that he's in it.
Who?
Andrew Garfield.
He's saying, no, it was a Photoshop. That wasn't me.
Fuck
yeah, right.
Fuck off Photoshop.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck off Photoshop.
You know what I think it is? You know what I think it is, though? I think that shot is Photoshop, but he is in it. So technically he's not lying, because he didn't say he wasn't in it, did he?
He said it's not me.
He's being very cryptic.
See, he said that wasn't me.
That wasn't me, right?
Yeah.
See, wasn't...
It wasn't like I'm not in it. It's like that wasn't me. Well, on the flip side, here's Tobey Maguire with fans going, are you in No Way Home? Just winking at fans like...
I love all the memes people have been doing. Like one that was, it's like Andrew Garfield's laptop during that interview with his webcam on, so you see the screen of him with Jimmy, and behind is Kevin Feige
with
a gun.
Because speaking of which, Owen Wilson apparently got a text.
It said, shut up.
No. It said, first warning.
Oh.
And that was it.
What did he say? Well, because of the...
Let me pull this up. I can't remember.
He said that he didn't say wow.
No, but he did. Wait, I'm going to pull this up.
He's in another movie.
First warning, Marvel. Let me see. Oh no, it said strike one. The 52-year-old actor revealed that he received an ominous text message that simply read strike one after he let it slip in an interview that Mobius would be sporting a mustache prior to Loki's debut. According to Wilson, he suspects that the text came from Marvel's head, Kevin Feige.
And that's just a mustache.
Yeah, can you imagine freaking No Way Home and he's like...
Hey, look, I mean, you know, like, Tom Holland is still Spider-Man. So, I mean, you know, there is a certain amount of leeway.
And then
because Tom Holland can't keep a secret.
There were these memes that came out when the No Way Home trailer got leaked the day before it came out, that Holland was like, oh, fuck, it's not me, thank God. It wasn't me this time. But yes, we've got a whole bunch of trailers that recently came out, and one of them was the Matrix trailer.
Ah, yes. My wife refuses to watch it.
Why?
She wants to be surprised by the movie, and I'm like, in this day and age, that's going to be super impossible.
I'm not calling it the Matrix, I'm calling it John Wick. Because I'm like...
You know what I appreciate about the trailer? Like, at first I was like, wait, it's not all green. And I'm like,
Yeah.
But then I'm like, of course it's not all green. Computers don't look like that anymore. And now it's like super Instagram filter colorful.
Which I feel like I'm hoping. I miss the green filters.
Dude, what computer has green text anymore? Even when The Matrix came out, that was old school.
Yeah.
And I love how after a while we realized.
Like that was like God knows when.
Yeah.
All the code that came down was actually a sushi menu.
I want to know the context of him just sitting in a bathtub with a duck on him.
Yes.
Like, what's happening?
And some people are like, wow, John Wick 5 looks really deep.
Lana, brought to you by the mind of Lana Wachowski.
Yeah. Oh, the roof.
This up.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Please, there's a lot of expectations.
I mean, I'm very trepidatious. Very trepidatious.
With a franchise like The Matrix, you have a high bar, unfortunately.
Keanu knows more Kung Fu now, so you don't have to make a CG Keanu.
Yeah. And I mean, like...
Oh, I've been back
I didn't
rewatch the whole film. I rewatched that sequence where he was fighting all the Smiths.
The Burly Brawl.
It looks even shitter now.
I'm like, fake.
Especially when they went slow-mo. When he's spinning the stick around.
It's so fucking obvious.
And you're like,
that's a video game.
Yeah, is this what was that Matrix World game? That
Enter the Matrix.
Yeah, is this Enter the Matrix? It looks like Enter the Matrix.
Do y'all remember that anthology movie that Animatrix. They did? Animatrix. That was dope, man. The Animatrix.
Actually, the CG cartoon in Animatrix had a CG.
Yes, it did. But I have to say this: Matrix had a dope soundtrack. So, like,
Juno Reactor.
This movie better have a dope soundtrack too, because I'm waiting for that.
But they've used up all the Rage Against the Machine songs.
They could make new ones.
It's all the uns, man. I was there for the uns. Like, Juno Reactor was like my jam for that. Those
I wanna
years.
Take you on a roller coaster.
Oh, I've got to do another compilation of you singing this year. Because I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch. I've got to start doing that now. Where are we now? We're in September. That gives me enough time to start listening back to all the episodes again.
Because we've been pretty consistent this year.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you this story before, but the first time I saw The Matrix was it was a VCD copy.
Oh, Jesus.
And here's the thing, because this was back in the days when, hey kids, back in the day, when a movie came out in the state, it took months for it to reach the rest of the world.
Technically.
And it still takes months for movies to get to the UK. I don't understand why.
So I got the VCD in Malaysia on summer holiday, right? And I hadn't even heard about The Matrix because no one in England was even talking about The Matrix, right? So I just got it. So it's Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne. Should be good.
Carrie Ann Moss?
And
she was
a nobody.
She was the girl from Memento. No, Memento was after.
Oh, really?
She was a nobody. Kind of a nobody.
Got the VCD, brought it back to England, watched it, right? And it wasn't a complete cut. CG was all there, right? Color correction was all there. The edit was all there. The score was all there.
Uh-huh.
But what do you call it? The soundtrack of like music from other bands and stuff, that wasn't there. Ooh. And it is a much darker experience.
Ooh.
Some scenes are just like, you really go like, wow, this is really brave. So for example, like when Neo follows the white rabbit into the club, there's no music. So you just start thinking like, is everyone using headphones, some futuristic thing?
It's and a silent disco.
The bit where the camera's just rotating around the phone as they all go into the Matrix.
Yeah.
No music. It's just a phone ringing. It's like, whoa, this is so
shit. That would be a bit dark.
It's so art house. And so that was the summer, right?
Yeah.
Matrix came out in England in December.
Oh, fuck.
So me and a handful of people knew what the Matrix was before they started promoting it in October.
I've seen this.
And then we went to watch in the cinema. We're like, what's all this music? Wow, so clear. But especially and, like, there's Rage Against the Machine. What's going on? There's so much music.
And the story of Kai bringing a VCD back to England is the genesis and germination of the idea for his first movie.
Yep.
Yep.
Which is available now at kinidia.com for free. Please don't watch it on YouTube. I get no money from it. And us might get a cent every 100 views.
So it's kinidia.com.
Yes, kinidia.com.
KINIDIA.COM.
Like, your entire library is on Kinidia, right?
Except on Kinidia, the only one missing is Showdown.
That's only because you don't have the rights for that.
We ain't got rights for that movie.
And then on Mubi, Cheap Latin Relationship Status aren't there because they didn't want it.
Fuck you.
I'm
sorry,
if anything, fucking Netflix didn't want it either. Didn't want Kickflip.
I'm not going to say shit because I need I love you, Netflix.
I'm just saying, you know, there's some really dodgy Malay films up there. But so
Pakish, Pakish.
It's fine.
Pakish. But now Scenario's on Netflix and X-Ray is on Netflix.
One or two?
It's
one of the later ones. It's not one or
two. Two is the dope.
It's not one or two.
Ah.
Is it not? I thought 2 was at least up there.
No.
Let me double check.
X-Ray 2 is the best.
The one Hang Tuah,
right? It's Hang Tuah with a machine gun. Yeah. It's literally Hang Tuah with an Uzi. Played by Jaldin Hassan.
Maybe it's X-Ray 1.
Hey, wait, did they take it down?
No lah. It's still there. I saw it yesterday. I saw it in the selection. Like, you're just getting triple X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live for this shit.
Maybe it's because you don't watch Malay movies.
No, but I type. I really do. Yeah, I type XXRay. I don't see it.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's renamed something else. Because sometimes they do that.
There's Scenario XX, but...
Oh, maybe it's Scenario XX. And it's not... It's not XXRay.
It's called Scenario XX.
Yeah. It's not XXRay.
After his ship is attacked, an alien crashes into a small village in Malaysia.
It's
wait, I thought that was called XXRay 3. No?
Entah.
Oh.
I mean, because they have scenarios, so they have the whole scenario select collection. Oh. So, right, maybe XXRay is not on Netflix.
And I Know What You Did Last Friday is up there.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, we shall not shit on the arena we walk today.
But
we'll save that for after pod drinks.
Yes.
If you guys would like to join, I don't know how, but we will figure that out.
I do want to give the shout out to all the people who have been like commenting on our Instagram and following. Like, we've gone on during this MCO. Every time we post like questions and shit, you guys are constantly sending us stuff. So thank you for engaging with us and following us. It means a lot.
Yes. Engagement is high with this one.
And people who
nine
share
times out of ten, when you're engaging with us, it's mostly Nick.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless one of you says something stupid, then I stop butting in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what, there was one time.
I'm just the inceptionist.
There was one thing.
What?
Was it on a YouTube video or something that I sent it to you and you're like, oh, I'm going to have fun with this.
Oh, it was a fucking Robin shit.
The Robin shit, yeah. When they found out that Robin was gay.
Hey, guess what? On Titans, Robin's half queer, black, half Asian. Is there a problem now?
No. He's still a heterosexual male. Because queerdom, queer, you know, don't touch my comic book characters with your queer notions, you know, like,
guys.
But girl on girl action is fine, but look, guy on guy action is sodomy. It is sin.
A Robin is a few DNA strands away from a cock. They're both birds. Just fucking give it up. Next.
Oh fuck me.
What? No, I'm not going to fuck you.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
So Sly Stallone has revealed there's a new Expendables film that he's working on.
I've never
He's been trying to pimp it for a while. I think that he's just been trying to find funding. So now finally he's going through with it.
No. But apparently also, news has come out finally that about his Edgar Allan Poe film that he was...
Wait, what?
Back in the day, okay, way back in the day of like Rocky days and Rambo days, apparently
I
he had a
do the Raven.
Because he was very passionate about Edgar Allan Poe, and he was wanting to do a biopic Edgar Allan Poe, to which the script is already written. It's just no studio would want it, and so he's been trying to get this.
John Cusack played Edgar Allan Poe in a movie.
Yeah, it was called Poe.
Really?
Wasn't it? I don't know. Was it Poe or Raven? I can't remember.
I feel like it was called Raven.
Might be.
The only thing I've seen in media that has all Edgar Allan Poe is The Fall.
Like, originally...
Where they have a cult based around a serial killer that loves Poe.
Yeah, because this gained traction again because he posted up on his Instagram the only picture that of pre-pro of Edgar Allan Poe back in the day.
Yeah, he's a bit too old now.
Yeah, he's a bit too old.
And apparently, he wanted to play Poe, but there was another option for Edgar Allan Poe, which is Robert Downey Jr. He actually talked to Robert Downey Jr. because Sly Stallone was supposed to direct and Downey Jr. was supposed to play Poe. And it's like, it was simply supposed to be titled Poe, and now 50 years after starting it, Stallone seems to be wanting to get it ramped up again to try and get it made again. But again, yeah.
This is a whole different... I mean, I don't know much about Stallone, but this is like a whole different side to the man.
Yeah, but he's got layers.
Yeah.
He's got layers, like an onion.
Like an onion.
But yeah, check out some of the... Expendables 2 isn't the best.
Mm. I like the Expendables.
3 is... Because I watched 3 recently. 3 is fun.
Okay. Is 3 the one with Jet Li? No, not Jet Li.
1 is the one with Jet Li. And 2, he jumps off a plane and says goodbye. And then 3, he comes back to help, but he doesn't kick anyone, just shoots a gun.
Yeah, because I mean, he's going through some stuff.
2 was disappointing because you got Chuck Norris and he didn't roundhouse kick anyone.
What?
He just walked in a straight line with a machine gun.
Signature
move. Chuck Norris. What?
I mean, unless...
Is he too old?
Maybe.
Ah,
you know.
Yeah.
What, to do a roundhouse kick? Come on.
Unless he doesn't keep himself active, like Jean-Claude Van Damme keeps himself active. But Chuck Norris, if he's retired...
does wonderfully silly things, like balancing himself between... Jean-Claude was the bad guy in two. Trailers.
Yeah.
Banderas was...
Banderas was in three. Banderas, the trailer did not...
do him justice.
At all, because Banderas is like a mix of a hyperactive... Spanish child who just wants to be part of the gang.
Aww.
And Puss in Boots. It's fucking Aww. Weird and it's lovely.
He's so adorable.
It's so unexpected. Wesley Snipes was a bit underused though.
Oh.
He kicked ass in the first 30 minutes and then I guess the story had to go on with
him. Was it just, because he was going through...
No. Like they joked about it because the opening they break him out of prison.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, what were you in prison for? Income tax evasion.
What is Snipes doing now?
Not another Blade.
That's gonna be what's his face?
Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
Last I saw of him was Dolomite. Then after that,
oh yes, Dolomite. Oh, he was brilliant in Dolomite.
And then he had that brief cameo in What We Do in the Shadows as part of the Vampire Council.
Dolomite. It's so good. He's the most pollo director.
Hey, I mean,
what was the line? Like, what do you call it? White reflects light. Black absorbs light. It's a cinemagical reality. Because he's talking about, like, you're getting a white guy shoot as a DP? That's racist. Yeah, racist. You don't need to know how to shoot our skin.
Snipes is an underrated actor. Because of the shit that he's gone through and because of the heat that he got, especially with Blade 3 being a tough actor to work with and the CGI eyes.
I'm just curious if that... Because he's playing a real person. I'm curious if that guy really like that. Because I'm like, my God, this guy's so poor.
I'm pretty sure he was 50% like that and then another 50% was Snipes' interpretation of it. Because, you know, you got to input your own... flavor into it.
You haven't seen it, right?
No, it doesn't sound like a kind of movie that I would enjoy.
I mean, look, it's because it's a movie where people are making a low budget film. It's fun. There's lots of stuff you can relate. So but the director, because he's like a blaxploitation actor, and to get him in the movie, they ask him to direct.
And then
when they wrap, when it's like the final scene, it's like we done, and basically his guts have been pulled out, fake guts. He's like, all right. I'm done. This is the most unprofessional shoot I've ever been on. Wish you all good luck. And he's still got his guts. He just walks out. Just leaves.
I mean, to be fair, Eddie Murphy as Dolomite was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Murphy's acting is spot on.
That's the thing, though. He's a better actor than the real Dolomite. Because I've seen Dolomite.
Because Eddie Murphy is a good actor. It's just...
Yeah.
I mean, look at him in Dreamgirls. It's just unfortunate.
Yeah, Dreamgirls, he was good.
It's just unfortunate he doesn't get enough of those roles.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're doing Beverly Hills Cop 4.
We'll see, because 3 was so shit.
I wonder what's happening with the new Lethal
Weapon.
Apparently,
with Beverly Hills Cop 3, the reason it was so shit was because he didn't want it to be a comedy.
Yeah, he wanted it to be a full-blown drama.
He wanted to be a serious actor. And I was like, this is the wrong vehicle to do this.
It's a franchise. You need to... People... No, you but to need be to f- do...
Because, also to be fair, the tone of 1 and 2 was vastly different than 3. Like... the tone of 1 and 2 still had a little bit of dramatic moments.
Yeah.
But 3 was like, fuck it, we're just going to make a full-on, flat-out, balls-out comedy.
But then he wanted to be a serious actor.
Exactly.
Mm.
So it's strange. Like, why would you want to do it on that?
Why not do it with Vampire in Brooklyn?
No. No.
I mean, you could. It would just be like Vampire Lestat.
But black?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Ooh, Blackula's coming back.
Of course it is.
They're making a new Blackula.
I've saved on my Plex Tales from the Hood.
Oh my God.
Starring Snoop Dogg.
I was watching this documentary recently called Horror Noir, which is about black horror films.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
So that's they talked about... Favorite. Of course, it started off with Night of the Living Dead because, you know, that was a huge moment. Yeah. Yeah, and then they, of course, talked about the blaxploitation horror films as well as Tales from the Hood and all that. I'm like, if you have a chance, go find that because it's a huge insight into black horror, especially.
And then watch Leprechaun in the Hood.
Okay, they did not talk about that.
We didn't talk about Leprechaun in the Hood?
Maybe as a throwaway line, but like, yeah. It wasn't a main topic.
Because it did feel like, what else can we do with the Leprechaun franchise? We're going to put him in the hood.
And everything culminates to Get Out.
I would say, no, actually.
And Us.
Yes. And also to a certain extent, I haven't seen it yet, but I do want to Candyman. Candyman
Ooh,
was,
I
want to
see the new Candyman.
Yeah. Ooh. Candyman was a big topic of horror noir because it was like...
I mean, the original Candyman, I still haven't finished because...
Scary as fuck? It's hard to look
at,
fuck?
No, it's just scary. It's hard to look at mirrors after watching Candyman.
Because like Candyman, at the end of the day, Candyman is a story also about slavery.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how the myth of the Candyman comes.
Right, yes. Because he entreats kids with candy and then sells them. Wow. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Today I learned.
Yeah. That's why it was a big part of the documentary because this is talking about a very real issue about how
nothing
slavery.
Nothing to do with Christina Aguilera's Candyman.
No, it's very, very different.
So different.
Very fucking different.
Can you imagine if they used that soundtrack? Bad guys coming with the hook and the bees. Candyman.
It's a very different film. But yeah, if you can find it, find Horror Noir. It's a really good in-depth look.
Is it new?
I think last year, 2020. Oh. Yeah. It's
Horror Noir.
Horror Noir. It's find that shit. There's this production, either production company or TV channel called Shudder.
A History of... Oh no, Shudder is a streaming service.
It's a streaming service.
It's a streaming service, 100% horror. Ooh. Which is quite genius, actually.
Some of the shit they're putting out is really good. Like, there's another documentary series called... Cursed Films, which talks about the law of some films being cursed. Of course, we got Exorcist, Twilight Zone, the movie.
That one.
The Omen. I think Rosemary's Baby was on there at some point, I think.
Amityville?
Not yet. I think there's a second season that's coming.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it's... The documentaries are really fucking good.
I actually miss, like, back when IFC... I don't know if IFC still has a channel. Independent Film.
I'm not channel, too sure.
Yeah, but they put out some excellent documentaries back in the day.
Hmm.
And it's just been tough to find them back again because I don't know who's got the
rights.
Because one of my favorites was, it's a horror film, it's a horror documentary. I can't remember the title of it, but it's basically how that late 70s going to the 80s horror movement was directly inspired by the events of the Vietnam War and what America was going through. And it's pretty genius. Like, it goes into how Tom Savini was in Vietnam. He was a soldier in Vietnam, and the way he dealt with all that horror,
because
he was a photographer.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, looking through the lens makes it a little less real.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But because of that as well, like, he saw viscera, real arms blown off and everything. So, when he's watching movies, like, that's not what it looks like when an arm gets blown off. I know what an arm looks like getting blown off. And he was doing makeup back then.
Mm.
So he would do wounds for his fellow soldiers so they could get out of missions.
Wow. Wow.
So I need to go because, you know, I've got this huge gash.
Yeah.
I need some leave time.
You need to go to the hospital. No. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I just need some rest. No, dude, that gash looks pretty deep. Go to the first aid now. No, I'm good, man.
No, you know what? I'm going to go down to a bar and then the girls will fix me up. The girls will fix me up.
Yeah, there's alcohol there, so it'll get fixed.
It'll be all good.
Okay. Another documentary that I got to mention. I mentioned this before, but if you haven't seen it yet, Val is... It's a fucking amazing documentary.
I don't know if I'm prepared to watch it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a tearjerker.
But there is one part of the documentary that I'm like... I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Island of Dr. Moreau was... Oh, a tough fucking time. Dr. Moreau, was
it? Yes. Island of Dr. Moreau, yes.
I want to see the documentary about that movie.
Yeah, I feel like it needs to be a movie on its own because they spent
they have a documentary on Island of Dr. Moreau. Yes. Oh. All about the fucking director hiding in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
They had this Aussie director and then they wanted to fire him. The story of that movie alone is fucking mental because then, like, as opposed
to... Wait, what is the story about the movie for those of us who
the story about
remember.
What?
I Love Dr. Moreau. Like, the story behind the movie.
Okay, so in a nutshell, Australian director, up and coming, hired to direct the movie. Had a witch doctor give him advice on how to shoot and all this stuff. Got fired pretty early on. So instead of getting on the boat to leave, he ran into the jungle. He later snuck in as one of the extras because with all that makeup, who can tell? So he was quietly within the movie causing shit. John Frankenheimer, I think, was brought in to save the fucking thing, but it was a shit show from the beginning.
Yeah.
this is David Thewlis's first Hollywood movie. He's like, what the fuck is going on? Val Kilmer's gone to the point of, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to mess about. And yeah, I tried to rewatch Island of Dr. Moreau recently. And even from the first 5 minutes, I'm like, what is he doing?
Like, Brando is so caked up in makeup that there are times it's not Brando on set. It's just some random big guy that they just got to be there. Like, this movie was fucked.
Brando is caked in a white layer of God knows what. The reasoning behind it is it's his sunblock with a ice bucket on his head.
Mm.
The whole idea of Mini-Me came from Island Dr. Moreau because he has this little...
Most of the time, Brando was on this really comfy hammock. Yeah. He's just chilling about, like...
And then there's a whole scene where fucking Val takes the piss out of him and dresses the exact same way.
Seeing Val's point of view, I'm like, whoa, this movie was fucked.
It's one of those where you're like, maybe you should just stop production. But I guess they've already spent that much, so they got to go in.
Yeah, they got to go all in and try and finish the film.
No, Terry Gilliam has had some pretty wrecks of a shoot that he had to point
Don Coyote had to stop, though.
Exactly. That's, I'm thinking about Don Coyote, where like he's like, no, this is even more than force majeure. The set is being washed away by the rain. Our lead actor just cannot sit on any horses anymore.
But he was determined and he finished it.
No, he didn't.
The film came out.
No, that's a redid it.
Oh, redid it.
The original
okay.
Don Coyote went to shoot, just did not happen.
It just really force majore. Like, yeah, God doesn't want us to finish making this movie.
Your director is hiding in the woods. Your original director, waiting to unleash himself on
that. This is so creepy.
It's like,
It's like, he's an Aussie, so he knows how to survive.
Yes, he knows how to survive in the jungle.
Where did they shoot this? Which jungle?
I think somewhere near Indonesia. Because there were like, rewatching the first 10 minutes is like, hey, welcome boleh berbahasa Indonesia.
Like, I'm sorry, I took Island of Dr. Moreau. This is the first fucking image of Brando.
Yeah, I remember this.
Like, you could put any guy and it's like,
I remember trying to watch this movie.
Ooh, it's a bad, like, it's a tough watch.
When I was younger,
I saw it in the cinema.
Fuck my life.
Look, I was in boarding school. We get once a week, we get to go to the cinema.
I knew I said it.
We'll watch whatever we can. We're like, hey, Fairuza Balk's in it. She's hot. She was in The Craft. What the fuck is going on?
I think there was a reason I watched the movie. It's Fairuza.
No, it wasn't filmed in Indonesia. It was filmed in Australia. The chosen location for the film was the rainforest outside Cairns in North Queensland, Australia.
This is my home.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can survive in the outback.
I know the elements. I can work with it.
Some bush tucker.
I'll
have the kangaroos invade the set.
Another thing I got to mention that has unfortunately ended is Brooklyn Nine-Nine has officially ended.
Don't say anything. I haven't seen the last two episodes. Don't say anything. I'm annoyed. There's only 10 episodes.
Yeah, I know. They took a week break the week before.
I've only reached Boyle's Farm.
Oh, Game of Boyles.
Stop. Okay, stop right there. Yeah. Stop right there for
Can't
his sake. Yeah, because, you know, like, the both of you have a lot of stuff that have been spoiled by social media and spoilers.
I'm not going to say anything.
Fuckers! If that peaks, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of shit.
It definitely peaked.
Yeah. But...
Oh, you know what's confusing now? So I stopped following Marvel US.
Because they
keep spoiling Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
But following Marvel,
it's excruciating.
Following Marvel Malaysia is weird.
Why?
Because, you know, obviously cinema's reopening, so they're pimping out Black Widow.
Yeah.
And you're like, you do know about this court case, right? This is weird.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was like...
It's really strange, like, you know, check out Scarlett Johansson's origins and you're like, there's a lot of bad history about this movie right now. This is weird.
But they still need to make bank.
I know.
They're probably hoping that,
and especially, you know, like, if it's seen in the cinema, then she gets some money.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are the other actors in Black Widow apart from just Scarlett, like Florence.
Yeah, Florence, as you said in the thing, like, Florence did a really good, like, yeah.
And I'm sorry, David Harbour is Red Guardian. I need him to have his own film.
Better than Hellboy.
Ooh. it was. But no. And also, like, why of him? What is his face? Kim, whatever. I can't remember his name.
Kim?
Hellboy.
Simu Liu?
Hellboy.
Daniel Day Kim.
Daniel Day Kim. I'm like you couldn't find a British, Chinese, Asian person to play that character.
The only ones they know are already being used in other Marvel shows.
Yeah.
But
That's the only British Asians in the world, apparently.
No, Henry Golding hasn't been tapped yet
for Marvel. Because he's Cobra. I mean, he's Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
No, but this is before this. This is before Snake Eyes. I'm like, it's just so infuriating because I love Daniel Day Kim, don't get me wrong, but he cannot do a British accent at that,
time. Henry Golding wasn't hot shit yet, though.
Yeah, no, not yet.
So,
he existed, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he existed in our context. We know who he is. Yeah,
but Hollywood were like, we don't know what to do with the skin tone yet.
We don't know who he is. You
Malaysia?
Know? Mm. What is Malaysia? He's British, though. He's half British.
Malaysia. That's where all the black people get their hair extensions.
But yeah, like, I mean, so...
That's what we're known for in America, apparently. Because apparently we got real good hair for them extensions.
Oh, okay, then.
Because
I guess it's straight, and they want straight hair.
Straight and black, I guess. Mm, like a good jet black.
But gotta give shout out to our two Malaysians in Shang-Chi, Michelle Yeoh and Ronnie Cheng, who is proudly showing off that he still has his Malaysian passport.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a recent video where because the Johor Sultan
he doesn't also have an American passport, right? Because that might mean he can't come back.
I don't know, but in the video he was like, "Aku anak Malaysia," and he had his Malaysian passport.
Oh, thank God.
And I'm like,
and also boleh cakap bahasa Malaysia gila.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Marvel wouldn't allow you to say this, but I would have had more respect for you. You said, "Oi, cibai."
That's my goal now. I want to try and see if we can get Ronnie Cheng for an interview. I swear to God, I want that to try to happen. I'm trying to figure that out.
Try.
Yeah,
do it.
Like Michelle Yeoh, I would love for that to happen, but
Instagram,
that's a
Instagram. Just message, just DMs.
Slide into Ronnie Cheng's DMs.
Like that's a bit of a difficult situation with Michelle Yeoh, although that would be
Dato. And kita macam we respect.
And anybody got contact for Tony Leung though? Like,
wow. Leo!
Who's gonna do the interview? It's just gonna be her.
My God.
The interview would just be her talking.
That's fine.
I'll just sit there and watch. English.
I know, but it'd be more comfortable.
Yeah.
And then if they're just talking, like after a while we're gonna see puppy dog eyes.
Why? No, I can be professional.
It's Tony.
Yeah.
I can be professional.
He smiled once.
It's still fine. You put me in front of my K-pop actor, one of my K-pop actors. Then the story lah. That one also cannot talk so lah because of the language. But like,
because America is slowly finding out the majesty that is Tony Leung.
But goddamn fucking time now! Watch Infernal Affairs. Sorry, I said this the last podcast.
Sorry, you were watching Chungking Express yesterday.
Yes. My first reaction, I tweeted him, like I texted him because I do live text sometimes when I want to. I'm like, oh my God, everybody.
I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to pull up your live.
Everybody is a baby in that show.
Yes.
Okay. Say Wong, Tony Leo, Takeshi Kenichiro,
Jilin. Everyone is so fucking young.
It's a baby everybody. And because of the everybody, it got me confused with the baby. I thought you said it's a baby everybody. Followed by, aku tak paham. And then I play, tak paham Chungking? He's like, yeah. Dia sejenis aku faham tapi tak faham. To which I replied, itulah feelnya.
To which I replied,
dia macam sikit senang semacam je nak bikin. Dia memang mood je kan? No wonder lah in the mood for love. Memang.
To be fair, I feel if Americans... I mean, if mainstream Hollywood people watch Chungking Express, they're going to have a hard time going, what the fuck is this? Because it's like...
It's a mood film.
It is very much a mood film, but like, what story? What do I get out of this? But it's just...
Chungking is a love story, right?
I don't know.
I'm also over-analyzing it because I'm trying to write film.
Yeah, just feel it. You're supposed to just feel it. He shot it in 2 weeks.
Yes.
I know. And then that scene with Tony Leung as a cop, right? Like, he was wearing the uniform, but they had no permit. So then when people, yep, when actual cops came, he had to, like, leg it.
And that scene with the bear, when he's talking to his bear.
when he's talking to everything, and I'm like, it's like, I'm trying to read. I'm probably reading way too much into it. I'm like, oh, it's actually how he's feeling. I'm like, I don't think so. I'm probably like no.
I get that air stewardess was hot. She was hot. I get it. But you're going mental, buddy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, have you looked yourself in the mirror lately?
You're going weird.
Also, guys, you know, Tony Leung and Teddy Whitey's.
And she says she can keep a straight face during an interview.
He was very young at that point.
Well, Tony Leung and Takashi are both in an interview with you.
But speaking of mental,
Takashi hits all the buttons, man.
Speaking of mental, Nick Cage
speaking
has.
Speaking of mental?
No, because.
Speaking of mental, Nick Cage. Thank you and good night. In other news.
Yeah, Nick Cage has come out and says he's not watching his latest film.
Why not?
The one where he plays himself. The weight of.
Being
the
Cage.
Overwhelming weight of talent or something like that.
Oh,
that one.
Why won't he watch it?
Just doesn't want
to
watch it.
To him? Too much.
Maybe because it's the first time he's playing himself. And he's like, oh.
Maybe.
Me is quite crazy. No shit.
Yes.
But that is. The trailer came out at CinemaCon. And I'm like.
Oh, it's not out in YouTube yet?
What the fuck is this fucking trailer? People at CinemaCon got to see this trailer. And fucking Matrix has come out. Freaking like Spider-Man came out from CinemaCon. Where the fuck is this? I want this trailer.
Maybe they still haven't. Maybe they're waiting for the distribution date.
Maybe.
I mean, finally saw Mandy.
Calm down.
Mandy.
Finally saw Mandy.
And?
I mean, it is beautiful. It's a slow fucking burn at the beginning. But then like, after a while, like, oh, I see why it's a slow burn. This mood really has to creep up on you. But it's that movie banyak mood. That movie banyak mood.
I think my last Nick Cage film was
Colors Out of Space. Ooh.
But the bit where he just loses his shit in the toilet, I swear you can see how scared the cameraman is. Because every single shot is so perfectly framed.
And then that shot.
And set up. But that one, kind of like, I zoom in. Hey, you might. I go closer. Good night.
But y'all need to watch Pig.
Pig?
Pig.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Pig next.
Pig's brilliant.
Actually, no, I want to see Color Out of Space first and then Pig.
Yeah, go for Bobby, the crazy before.
That's not going to be shown here.
Yeah, definitely not. It's
Bobby.
I think it's one of the highest rated on Rotten Tomatoes, the highest rated Nick Cage film.
Oh, really?
So far. I think it's got like 97 or 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Cuz it is a damn good film.
Okay.
And for Nick Cage's performance, it's the most understated subtle performance I've seen.
I'll tell you what Nick Cage movie I know is a really good film, but I just don't know if I could rewatch it.
Vampire's Kiss.
No. Oh, I could rewatch Vampire's Kiss on repeat.
Hey, Beast.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh.
I don't know if I can watch that
Leaving
again.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's the one he won an Oscar for.
Oh.
But yeah, it's so real, it's tough.
Okay.
Because it's Elizabeth Shue. You haven't heard this movie?
Yeah.
Is it the one with John?
It's basically Nick Cage is a guy.
No, Johnny Cage. Johnny Depp. Cage. Johnny
no, no, no.
Depp
Nick
is
Cage
fear-loading.
Is going to Vegas to drink himself to death. He's literally going to drink himself to death. He's taking out all his money and he's going to drink himself to death. Right? And for company, he hires this prostitute, Elizabeth Shue, just to keep him company. No sex, just keep me company and need someone to talk to whilst I drink myself to death. And it's such a sad fucking film. Oh, it's heartbreaking for both of them. It's just like, it's such a good movie. You totally get why he wins the Oscar, but it's like, I don't know if I can. It's not as painful as Requiem for a Dream. Because that is something that I know definitely I can't rewatch.
Oh, fuck me.
I've never seen it. Oh, my God.
Requiem.
You see it once and you'll never want to see it again.
I mean, that Requiem for a Dream is movies like, I mean, this should just be shown to put people off drugs full stop.
It's like an anti-PSA film.
Oh, my God.
No, it is.
Anti-drug film, sorry.
Anti-PSA.
Anti-PSA.
It is a PSA.
An anti-drug PSA. Yeah.
But yeah, Leaving Las Vegas is heartbreaking for both of them. It's, But I know it's good. That's why I'm like, I've only seen it on VHS. So I'm like, I should try to watch this in HD.
And then you go like, my heart can't take it.
I don't think so.
My heart cannot take it.
Elizabeth Shue's character, his character.
How about we give you like a whole room filled with chocolates and donuts?
No, it's still
and
sad.
Popcorn and serotonin inhibitors.
It just kind of, which is that film where he had the mustache and went batshit crazy and like
Wicker Man?
I don't know the name of it.
He lost his hand or something. Like,
oh, when he lost his hand?
Yeah.
Wait, that's not Birdie. That's fuck.
And then when he's on the bed having a temper tantrum, it's like,
I'm trying to remember. Gavin would remember.
But that's the
I lost my hand.
Yes, yes, that
one. Johnny's got his gun. No, I can't remember.
But yeah, what happened to Nick Cage's films? Like, he's a good.
What do you mean? What happened?
No, like he was a good actor. Like,
he's still a good actor.
He's a good actor.
But why the fuck is he doing all these bad shit films?
Because he's got a lot of alimony to pay.
and why not?
He's got so much shit to pay from such bad choices in marriages.
Look,
he's got to do what he's got to do.
Look, there's nothing. Like, are they really?
He can't just wait for the next National Treasure.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to happen, though.
Oh my god.
What are they going to steal now? There's not that much history in America.
Wait, isn't there a National Treasure 3 in the works? Wait, I'll go find this.
I mean,
National Treasure 3, we're going to find JFK's dick.
No,
how far back can you go, and why aren't they finding Native American shit? It's always stuff like, because if it's just going to be colonial history, they've run out.
They could always go overseas to steal back colonial history.
No, then that's international treasure.
A new National Treasure show is coming to Disney Plus.
What are they stealing now?
You need to know. Wait, okay, let me keep talking about yourself as I find this out.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be a TV series.
Oh, dear. Definitely not going to be Nick Cage.
Yeah.
And also, like, I mean, if it's a TV series and you're going up against, like, Blood and Treasure and, like,
we're gonna steal
librarians.
Teddy Roosevelt's bears.
It's gonna be not
as it's gonna be librarians. Okay. It's pretty much gonna be. In fact, librarians didn't just concentrate on American history.
They went all over the way.
What are they looking for?
The National Treasure TV series will serve as a reimagining of the story of the original film, utilizing younger, brand new actors.
No, then it's not National Treasure.
Ooh, no. Oh, but if you're a big fan of the original films, you're also in luck. National Treasure 3 is actually still in production and will feature the original cast of National Treasure, including Nicolas Cage, Diane Kruger, Justin Bartha, and more in a brand new adventure when it gets a theatrical release.
What are they going to steal?
It doesn't say yet.
What are they stealing in the second one? I know they went into Mount Rushmore or some shit.
Let me see. National Treasure franchise.
In the first one was Declaration of Independence. Yes. That's how they met up with
National Treasure, Book of Secrets.
The second one was
some gold,
something to do with the Civil War.
There was some hidden gold inside Mount Rushmore for some reason.
3 years in,
and there was some Indiana Jones style traps in there because you know that's
a city of gold. It was a city of gold, Inca city of gold. Some lost.
Okay,
Incas weren't in the Mount Rushmore.
I know, but like some Indian city, it's like Native American in city of gold in the middle of the lake. Somewhere, because that's where they met up with Helen Mirren and the dad,
John Voight. Yes, because of John Voight, like the National Treasure team should just bump into Angelina Jolie's Lara Croft, and then John Voight's like, yeah, that's my other daughter.
And then
we're also supposed to get another Lara Croft film.
Huh?
We're supposed to get a second one
of what film?
Lara Croft
with Vikander.
Alicia Vikander.
I didn't see the first one.
I mean,
wow, that's a great review.
I actually quite liked it. I mean, aside from that, yeah, Daniel Wu, but I mean,
okay. To be fair, for fans of the original franchise, I feel like, oh, this is not Lara Croft. We know,
no. Original franchise of the movie,
no, original games. The original,
yeah, but this
like,
is based on the new game.
Yes,
isn't it?
the new game. It's based on new games.
A new game where you start off limping.
Yeah, and playing the new game, I'm like, okay, this actually fits really well.
Yeah.
But if any of those original fans with the pyramid boobs are trying to find this film...
No, the original movie wasn't legit to the game because Angelina Jolie had round boobs, not pyramid boobs.
Yeah.
She should have been polygon.
Yes.
Or had a bullet bra.
Yeah, bullet bra. There we go.
He knows the
bras. Because if I'm not mistaken, Lara Croft, in the game, because of the graphics... Her boobs didn't have bounce, did it?
No, it was
of course
just
not.
It was bricks.
Silicone. They're made out of silicone.
No.
Conical shaped silicone.
It wasn't even silicone. At least silicone still moves. This was just
gel. It's like gel. It's like gelatinous. It's like a gel block. But even a gel block would actually move.
And her eyeballs were the size of what would be her areolas.
Yeah, they were huge.
Huge eyes.
I don't know why my most fondest memories, I think it was Tomb Raider 2, where you could go in the mansion and just fuck around in the mansion. Like, you go into the pool. And then
I never played Tomb Raider because I just... Every time I tried it, I couldn't climb that one rung. I fucked this game.
Like in the mansion, there was a parkour level.
If you couldn't... Oh my god, if you can't do it... Because you know how bad I am with like hand-eye coordination. Mm.
I couldn't. I was just like, I'm drowned again. I fuck this. Didn't even get to shoot anything.
Oh, I miss Prince of Persia, though.
Fuck that one as well.
But the game of...
The original OG game.
I quite like the movie. I can't make that jump. I know it's not PC
because Jake Gyllenhaal
is white. But
Jake Gyllenhaal is the Prince of Persia. Like, huh? Gyllenhaal.
Okay. Mm. Okay, Disney.
Yes. Sure.
John Carter of Mars, though.
Hey, look, John Carter was a fun movie.
It was a fun movie.
It was a fun movie. It was marketed so wrongly.
Yeah.
It was marketed assuming that everyone had read the book.
Yeah.
And I'm no. Even I consider myself learned. I haven't read the fucking book. I just know about it from references in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes.
No, but you can also enjoy the movie even if you didn't read the book.
Yeah, but the way they sold it, they just called it John Carter.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
It wasn't even John Carter of Mars. It
showed a muscular dude on an alien bull and be like, what is this?
Actually, from the trailer also, I was like, I think that's why I didn't watch it because I was like, what is this?
But it's actually a fun movie.
Yeah, it's a
legit fun movie.
I really enjoy the movie. Okay. And I mean, the story behind it is actually quite nice as well.
They just did not sell it right at all.
Okay. Marketing people sometimes have no idea.
Do you think that's why it bombed at the box office?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Because it was supposed to be a
franchise. They didn't even put the word Mars in it.
you wouldn't know that he...
Yeah. From the trailer, you'd assume a cowboy is fighting aliens and attacking Earth.
Yeah, like it's like Cowboy versus Aliens.
Yes.
Which was not...
Ooh, that, but at least that title says exactly what the fuck the movie's about.
Speaking of cowboys versus aliens, apparently there's trouble in Mandalorian verse. Because of Pedro Pascal's increasing popularity and film schedule, Jon Favreau is having a bit of a frustrating experience trying to get Pedro in to shoot.
To be fair, you don't really see his face. He could just come in and do some VO.
Which is what they did in season one. So like... Maybe he got so much shit for it in season one, they're like, okay, we need to physically have him there in season two.
Guys, we kind of understand... Just credit the stunt guy more.
Yeah.
I mean, because the mannerisms of the character is actually equal parts Pedro Pascal and equal parts the...
Yeah.
They both learn off each other how to characterize the character anyway.
And I mean, like, in Doom Patrol, we know that's not Brendan Fraser in the suit. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, when this episode comes out, fucking Doom Patrol's back!
Is it? This week?
September 23rd. Doom Patrol returns.
And it's got Michelle Gomez.
Yes. But more importantly, it has a Tenant.
Oh?
What?
It has Ty Tenant.
Who?
Baby Tenant.
Baby Tenant.
Ah.
Yes. Baby Tenant.
Also, more importantly, don't you have to go to work soon?
Yes.
I just realized the time.
Because we are on a schedule.
Yes, we're back to me being at work.
Yes, so if you are in the Klang Valley area, you know, please feel free to drop by Taman Tun's Soma Bar that opens at 5 p.m. almost every day.
If you require the alcohols.
Yes.
If you require the alcohols and the very yummy alcoholic tofu fa.
Yes, which we still do.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
And since you're in such a mood for pimping, if you're requiring some food in Taman Tun, check out my latest vlog.
Yes. Fuck that burger, I swear to God.
Have you tried it?
No, but I saw it and I watched it when I came back home and I'm like, fucker.
Al messaged me. He was like, I guess you're an influencer now, and sent me a photo of the burger.
Hey, bro. Okay, so I watched, if you haven't seen it, like, you know, Kai lists like his top five favorite food delivery.
Yes.
Like, now I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
Aqua de. That's why I'm the inceptionist.
And Hero Market, your donuts. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so then I just swung on by the website and like saw what they'll have on the menu, and I'm like, they have a Ramdan burger.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I'm on a K Holly wave right now, and I'm like, Ramdan burger. Mm.
They got a whole bunch of these like Korean inspired burgers, and I think wings as well. They got like bulgogi.
Yeah, yes. And fries as well, if I'm not mistaken.
But yeah, that killer con carne just kicks my ass every time.
So if you'd like to see that video, head towards Kai's YouTube page, youtube.com/KaiMano.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Here it comes. If you'd like to give us some love, you can head to ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Geeks in Malaysia. If you're listening to this on Spotify, you can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia. And if you are watching this on Geeks in Malaysia YouTube, you can find us on any podcasting platforms possible. Yes. I'm done with the pimping of our stuff.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is our latest episode. My name is Amelia Chan.
I am Nate Dorian.
And I'm Kyle Mbaha.
Keep geeking out, yo.
Peace!